Hey, this is Naomi. You're listening to the Holistic Travel Nurse Podcast, here to inspire, here to encourage, here to give you the things that you never hear anywhere else. I have an episode on these videos that are hard to find, and I wanted to play this one about immunodeficiencies. And let's start with that, and here to encourage. Sometimes it's slow, obviously, to always start, but you'll get it. But I'm excited. I'm taking new clients. And if you want to be one of them, reach out today. Don't delay.
Well, I'm Les, so I'd like you all to stand up for just a minute because you're all suffering from TB. In case you don't know what that is, it's tired butt disease, so if you just shake it around a little bit and it'll get to your brain, you'll be able to retain some of this. Thank you. I just wanted to make you comfortable. I've been sitting out there too. This is a big title to talk about in 25 minutes, but and I would like to say that I'm not here with a product to sell. I'm also not looking for patients because I have an awful busy practice. I'm actually here for a very odd reason, and it's because I have a little piece of work to tell you about. It's something new. I don't think you'll have heard about it before in a way, and yet it's also something that maybe you've all heard about. I'm actually here because I hope there's a few practitioners out there that would like to learn this work, because I'm here to give it away. Actually, if I may say this, that I don't know all your belief systems, but I can only say it within mine. The Holy Spirit and my guardian angels came and said, it's time to go teach your work. And I thought about it, and I thought about going out on the circuit again, and I have just come back from Red Boiling Springs, Tennessee, Minneapolis, Minnesota, some places, North Carolina. I started to accept these speaking engagements. In fact, this gentleman here, who is one of my patients, I happened to make the mistake of telling him the story, and he said, well, we need you to speak for the Cancer Control Society. So he's the one that asked me to come here. And so I'm here for a little bit of different reason. I actually want to share this because I think this is a piece of information at the time, the world that we're in now, that you need to have this. You practitioners need to have this because this is a piece of the puzzle that you don't have. For example, I'm not here. I didn't put cancer in my title because I thought, gosh, by the time it's 6 o'clock after 3 days, everybody's going to be a little bit tired of hearing that word. And so I decided to talk about something else, but this is also a factor in cancer. What I'm going to talk to you about is a word, and it's a word that for you practitioners out there know that sometimes when we say words, we don't really communicate. If you say black, you might be talking to a color about some person. You might be offending somebody in another moment. If you talk about the Holocaust, I'm sure it has a whole different meaning if you're Jewish. So sometimes we say words and yet we don't communicate. And the subject I'm going to be talking about is a little bit like that. And it's a subject that I think after I finish, you'll all want to come up and say, well, you know, could you say this all over again? And what are you talking about? And so I'm going to tell a joke. My wife was going to come with me today, and she's a very beautiful blonde and very intelligent. And she tells stories on me. Since I'm an herbalist, she tells quack jokes. Since she's a very intelligent blonde, I tell blonde jokes. So I thought this would make a point. A man walks into a bar and orders a drink. Bartender comes over and serves him the drink, and he pays for the drink. Bartender comes walking back over after he puts the money in the till, and he kind of comes back by the person and lays a napkin down, and the man kind of leans over and says, would you like to hear a blonde joke? And the bartender's a little offended. He kind of leans over and he says, listen here, buddy. I'm 6 foot two and I weigh 220 pounds and I'm blonde. Are you sure you want to tell a blonde joke? And the guy says, well, yeah. And he says, do you see that woman sitting over there two stools down from you? She wrestles for the American Wrestling Federation. She doesn't like men particularly, and she's blonde. Are you sure you want to tell a blonde joke? And the guy says, well, yeah. And he says, well, and the bartender's getting a little exasperated now, and he kind of leans over and he says, you see that bouncer over there? He's 6 foot eight and weighs 280 pounds, and he's blonde. Are you sure you want to tell a blonde joke? And the guy says, well, maybe not. Not if I'm going to have to explain it three times. So this is the, what I'm going to be talking about is something that, you know, you could hear three times and maybe still want more. I have to say for you health practitioners, everybody in alternative medicine has taken a class in Touch for Health or Applied Kinesiology at some time, and we've all heard something called the switch circuit. And we've been taught that the switch circuit is something simple that you just, you know, thump the thymus, do a few cross crawls and things like that, and it's easy to heal. And the real problem with this piece of information that was put out there is that it works. You go into a practitioner's office, there are as many techniques for reversing polarity back to normal as there are types of alternative health practitioners, and they all work while you're in the office. I'm going to be talking about something slightly different, same words. I added another word to it from reverse polarity. I call it chronic reverse polarity, just simply to make a difference to you. Chronic is a disease state. And I don't believe reverse polarity is thought of as something that would cause a disease state. So as I explain this to you and I talk about it, realize that if I say the word switched or I say the words chronic reversed polarity to you, we may not be speaking exactly the same language. So listen to me, because the people that put out this information walked right by a beautiful truth that I believe is not only part of the answer to cancer. In fact, I have found that I have never seen a cancer patient that was not reversed. If you stay reversed in reverse polarity, as I talk about this situation, your odds are that cancer will always reoccur. So this is something that if you don't fix when you're treating cancer, the cancer is always going to return, or it's the reason why the cancer is not being cured. So what is chronic reverse polarity? First of all, what is it caused by? As an herbalist, I'm not allowed to treat disease. I have to just treat underlying conditions and work nutritionally. So I'm always looking for the deepest underlying cause of disease. First of all, what causes the polarity to reverse in the body is stress. And what kind of stress? It can be any kind of stress. It can be coming home and having divorce papers served on you. It can be working for 20 years at a job and getting a new boss who doesn't like you and is trying to get you fired, you know, right before your retirement is vested. It can be, you know, just being chronically sick. It can be going through a divorce. It can actually be living with another person that's in this condition, because this condition is contagious. It's contagious not as a germ, it's contagious by proximity. Have any of you noticed that it's been a little hard to be in this room if you've been here all day? Any of you a little tired? Anybody? If you're a sensitive person, it's very difficult to be in a room with this many people. It's also, since there are a lot of practitioners in this room and a lot of patients potentially in this room, we're around a lot of people who are in this condition, in this room. And it actually being in this room can kind of pull down your energy a little bit. And I would suggest if you feel that, if you feel a little extra tired when you get home and you have a supplement shelf at home, like most of us do, that you might want to take a little spirulina when you get home, because it'll immediately go to the level of the DNA and raise your vibration a little bit and help heal this condition. Chronic reverse polarity. When you get stressed, and this is kind of a common sense statement, but talking about stress for a minute, I have something that's probably the only thing I've named. I call it Keith's Law. Stress is either the cause or a major factor in every disease state known to man. And I know that's just kind of a common sense statement, but I don't really know anyone else who said it that way, so I'd like to put that information out there. Stress is the cause of this condition. When you get stressed, if you took a magnet and stressed it, I usually carry a flashlight in my pocket because I'm an iridologist, which means I look in your eyes. And if you considered that, think of this as a magnet for a minute. A lot of people don't realize this, but the physical body is electrical in all of its processes, isn't it? And as an electrical system, it is the nature of electricity as it flows, whether it's in your body, whether it's in the wires in the wall, whether it's on the poles, whether it's lightning, any of its form. Electricity as it flows creates around it an electromagnetic field, does it not? Electromagnetic field has north poles and south poles. And if this were a magnet instead of a flashlight, and this were the north pole of that magnet, If I then proceeded to bang on this with a hammer or pound it on the table or the floor, the first reaction of a magnet under stress is to reverse its north and south poles. Once it's reversed, if you continue to stress that magnet and keep it under the same kind of stress once it's already reversed its polarity, that magnet will demagnetize, or in a sense, die as a magnet. Does that make sense to you? This is what happens. This is a state that the human body goes into. And it was taught that it was very easy to fix. Well, I found something else. I was working with a patient. I've been working with chronic fatigue, for example, for 20 years now. Chronic fatigue, I watch all these people writing books about the Epstein-Barr virus, and yet 50% of the people that have chronic fatigue don't have the Epstein-Barr virus. How can that be what causes it? I find that the Epstein-Barr virus is just another side effect. Again, they're not going to the deep underlying cause. The deep underlying cause of chronic fatigue is a slightly dead battery. Where is the dead battery in the physical body? Well, every cell in your body is a sodium-potassium pump. And what happens when you reverse your polarity, as I see it intuitively, is that you have developed a short in your electrical system, the equivalent of a short. And you gradually and slowly develop a slightly dead battery. Now, you are a self-charging mechanism. I don't see anybody in here with a cord. You don't go plug in anywhere. Where do you get all this electricity? The gentleman that just made such a nice presentation on diet. Isn't it interesting that the best cancer remedy ever developed, Rudolf Bruce in Austria, developed a 96% cure rate using a juice fast. Food. We think that food is our electrical charging mechanism, and I believe Western medicine has never gone any further to look at it that. If you go into Hindu literature and explain the physical body, you'll find that the major charging mechanism of the physical body is the breath. Which when you breathe through your right nostril, you create a positive charge in your lungs and up and down your spine. Left nostril is a negative charge. Have you ever noticed that sometimes that one of these is clear and one of them's a little plugged up, and that 2 hours later it can be different? And I think we assume that this is sinus, and no one ever talks about that. It's not sinus, it's actually the body adjusting itself electrically. So the major charging mechanism of the physical body is the breath. Now, the point of this is that you are a self-contained, self-generating electrical system. Does that make sense to you? And as a self-contained, self-generating electrical system, what happens when you get a short? Because you're self-generating, even when you're sleeping, right, your battery's not going dead. How many of you ever had a dead battery in your car? Your car, if it has a short in it, and you park the car and it's not charging, overnight it will go dead. The human body doesn't do that because you are breathing even when you sleep. So you are charging electrically even when you sleep. That's normally why we wake up refreshed. Those of you who have cancer or have had chronic fatigue or have depression or have an autoimmune disease or have seen children with attention deficit and notice that, you know, they can be hyperactive, but you get the spacey kind that, and they're just kind of tired as kids. They don't seem to have any energy. And the problem is if you've got this short, you don't go dead or your heart couldn't beat. So you are self-generating and you're breathing air and you're taking in all this electrical charge. But all you can do once you've reversed like this and you have this short is maintain where you are. So if you develop this short through a high stress period, let's say you were going through a divorce or you had to go out and look for a new job or, you know, you were let go at 50 and had to start all over. I always wondered if that had happened to me. I'm 63 now and I thought, what would happen if I had to close my herbal practice and they outlaw this and put it all under the medical system? Where am I going to go and get a job as an herbalist? You know, you think about some of those things sometimes. And you know, people go through experiences like that, high stress things that come along in their life. And then you get reversed like this and you're tired, you're exhausted. But really, I know it comes down to making it too simple, but could you understand chronic fatigue is just a slightly dead battery? And imagine for a moment your head as a light bulb, the place that you generate the most energy in your whole physical being. Any of you feel like that after listening to all these lectures all day long today? your light bulb is all a little bit dim. But imagine if you had reversed your polarity and you had this short and you were on low energy, what would it feel like really to have a dim light bulb? Would it be depressing to have a dim light bulb? Would it be fatiguing? Would it make you feel fog-brained, which is one of the symptoms I always get a yes on? Are you feeling a little fog-brained? Would it affect your ability to concentrate? Any of you notice that sometimes that your short-term memory is just gone? You're on the refrigerator to get the candy bar you hid from your kids, and you get the refrigerator, and it's like, what am I doing here? What's happened? Because this very much affects the short-term memory. So these are some of the more common symptoms. Waking up still tired. You know, we're breathing all night. You're supposed to wake up refreshed. Remember when you did? You're supposed to wake up tired. Another thing that happens, how many of you have ever walked through a cancer ward in a hospital? Any of you? Have you ever noticed that the people look a different color? You know, there's no pink in their skin, isn't it? They're all yellow or gray-green. Why is that? I call it, because I can usually tell when somebody's in this condition when they walk into my office, because even if you're in various stages, even if it's new, you can kind of look at the person after a while with experience and see their lights are out. They're on dim. That's actually what's happened. And when you're on dim, the pink color fades out of your skin. And then let me just put out something that's so common sense. You know, some people don't like this information because it's too simple. And you know, this is a $100 treatment that's not thousands of dollars. And, you know, some people don't like that because, again, it's too simple. But when we get down to truth, oftentimes, does it end up being really simple? Does this make sense to you? They've never been able to figure out what triggers the autoimmune diseases. Why does the body mysteriously start to destroy itself? And for a moment, let me just ask if this makes sense to you. If you went out to your car and switched your battery cables and started your engine, what would happen? Anybody? Burn out your wiring? Blow up your battery? Can you understand that in the autoimmune diseases, we have the theory in homeopathy called the theory of miasms? And we all carry different self-destruct mechanisms. And is it possible that this simple thing of reversed polarity in one person, if you carry the miasm for MS, you might go MS. If you carry the miasm for cancer, it would go cancer. If you carry the miasm for lupus, it would be lupus. If it was MS, it would be MS. But the same underlying cause, I have never had a person diagnosed with an autoimmune disease sit across from me as a patient that was not in reverse polarity. I've never seen an attention deficit child that was not in reverse polarity. I have a book over there by the entrance called Indigo Children. And in Indigo Children, I wrote a chapter in that book that completely explains this treatment, but it also explains the difference between attention deficit children and attention deficit hyperactive disorder. Because as an iridologist looking in the eye, I'm a student of a spiritual way of looking in the eye also. And there are two major types of eyes or brain types, one I would call jewel and one I would call flower. A jewel, by their nature, is very focused and mental and loves to intake information and have lots of input and never wants to rest. And a flower isn't on the planet half the time. They're gone. So what happens is that in these children, if they're a jewel, they get hyperactive and disruptive because they don't have any place to put the normal energy that's in their brain. They can't remember and they can't concentrate. So they put it out in a hyperactive behavior, and I explain that. The flower child who has a tendency not to be on the planet half the time, he can't concentrate and he can't remember. They cannot actually physically do. Some of these children have brilliant IQs, but they can't remember and they can't focus. How do you do schoolwork when you can't remember and you can't focus? Some of you that are asking, you know, why do I feel the way I do? Why can't I remember? What's wrong with my memory? I have to say that this reverse polarity, I'm a person who prays about diseases and doesn't let go of them until I get the answer. I feel I have three parts of Alzheimer's. There are five, I believe. I have three of them. One of them is the fact that chronic reverse polarity. Chronic reverse polarity slowly burns out your short-term memory cells. And it is one of the causes of Alzheimer's. Another cause is that many people have talked about. We've had people presenting enzymes. I'm a great believer in enzymes. I have to say that one of the other causes is the fact that these people don't digest well. I'm trying to get all this information out in 25 minutes, so talking as fast as I can. They don't digest well. And the digestion is actually part of our immune system, isn't it? We have a certain pH balance that the chyme is supposed to be going into the small intestines, and yet we eat an over-acid diet. So what happens when that acid that's supposed to balance our system isn't being produced anymore and we don't digest? I believe that poor digestion, all Alzheimer's patients I've found do not digest and do not produce hydrochloric acid. The other thing is that is in some of the literature on silica supplements is the fact that if you feed rats a diet deficient in silica, they get a high aluminum content in their brain, which is also common to all Alzheimer's patients. So three parts, I believe, are this reverse polarity is one of the causes, and I think that's the piece that nobody else really has and has looked at. Poor digestion. And then we've had enough people talking about supplements, and as an herbalist, I could talk about that for 4 hours, but I'm really not going to go into supplements. I think many of you who have studied this, there's so many books out there on what supplements are good for the brain. Your Go-to-Cola, there are so many things, your ginkgo, all of those kinds of things. We have a lot of nutrients for the brain. But these are factors. This reverse polarity that I'm here to tell you about is also one of the factors in Alzheimer's. I have the privilege of working with some children, and I was a very sick child, and I had terrible sinus. I was sick all the time, and it's interesting that my reward system was ice cream. Still would be one of my chosen vices. My car every once in a while likes to go to the Häagen-Dazs store. It's my car's fault, not mine. But isn't it funny, as a sick child, that all I got taken to was doctors, and all they did was give me shots and sulfa medicine and drugs and penicillin and all of those things, took out my tonsils, and how many of you had your tonsils out in the days of ether and woke up with that, you know, terrible poison coming out your pores and remember the taste of that? And then what's the first thing they give you? Ice cream. They give you the cause right after they give you the so-called cure, right? I always thought that was kind of interesting as I look back on it. But when I got into herbal medicine, I realized I was allergic to milk products. I'm an O blood type. I'm not supposed to eat milk products. And I loved milk. I mean, I was born in the days when they, you know, delivered milk on your doorstep. And I used to like to get it and, you know, be the first one to get the cream and stuff. And I was just addicted to cream and ice cream. And I had terrible sinus and allergies and was addicted to milk. And so I love to treat children because I was a sick child. In fact, I don't charge for children under 12 in my practice because I love helping them. And I have a privilege, and I put on my bio that I wanted to talk about muscular dystrophy and cerebral palsy. I have some case studies with this. And you know, I was asked to do this very quickly, and I came here. I was the last speaker added. I didn't have a lot of time. I can't show you the science. I've been traveling, I really wanted to have a lot of my patients here so I could give testimonials. Because, look, you've heard a lot of speakers out here. There's a lot of stuff out there, isn't it? You all want something that works. I want to tell you that I sell $30,000 worth of herbs a month for this treatment. It works. My whole business is word of mouth. If this didn't work, I wouldn't be busy. Let me tell you about these children. I have a little cerebral palsy patient, and when he first came to me, he was in his leg braces and could hardly work. He was spastic and stuff. I've been treating him for about a year, maybe a year and 3 months now. After 3 months on my treatment, he's back in with his parents. His name is Frankie Ascarga. Nice little boy, just positive little kid. Would make a poster child. And I ask him, do you notice any difference? The parents are shaking their head, no. And Frankie raises his hand and says, I notice a difference. I said, Frankie, tell me about it. He says, you know, there's 30 kids in my class, and he said, when we go to recess, we all run to the recess yard. And he said, you know, I'm in my braces and stuff like that with cerebral palsy. He said, I'm always last. Since I've been taking your herbal program, I finished as high as 10th. And he said it with such pride and stuff. And I have to tell you, this young man is now no longer in a special ed gym at school. He's in regular gym. He's run the mile twice. He didn't finish last. He was so proud of that. And the last time he came in for a checkup, which is a month ago before this latest traveling episode, he's due to come in. I'm really waiting for the next one. But can you imagine this? The latest episode that he told me, I said, Frankie, what's going on? He says, and he was really proud of this. He says, Dr. Keith, he said, what happened is I was in gym today. And he said, I ran out playing touch football in gym and caught a pass. Now, I'm talking cerebral palsy here. Can you imagine a little cerebral palsy child walking out and catching a pass? I have a little girl by the name of Gina Ferris that comes to me. When she came to me, if she came into your office, she would shock you. She was deformed. She weighed 30 pounds at 11 years old, 30 pounds. Her arms were deformed. She was dwarfed. She actually looked like an alien child. She could not walk. She could not dress herself. She couldn't feed herself. I've been treating her for a year and a half. She can walk. She can dress herself. She can feed herself. She was dwarfed. They said she would not grow ever again. She's grown 5 inches. She's gained 15 pounds, which when she came to me at 30, that's a 50% weight gain. The most beautiful thing is all her deformities have straightened. It is my theory that muscular dystrophy, cerebral palsy, quite possibly autism, are all caused by children who get reversed in utero during the different stages of development in the immune system. I put that out there for you to take a look at. I put that out there for you healers. If there's any healers in this room that want to come see somebody working with this treatment, you may come and sit in with me. I have literature at the back there with my card and some herbal passouts. I have the book, The Indigo Children, back there. I wrote a whole chapter in that explains this treatment, and I have a few case studies, including a few more rather miraculous children's studies. Some things that happened with ankylosing spondylitis and another muscular dystrophy child. Some wonderful examples in there. The book is $13. It's back there. I don't have anybody helping me, so I have to wait till I get back there, or you can leave a check for the book if you want one. This is an awful short time. This is saying sum up to me. Any particular questions anyone would like to ask? Oh, the treatment. Okay, the treatment is herbal. I use 8 different things that I select from. I usually use applied kinesiology and muscle testing to select. I use spirulina, is probably the one that most people get. Bee pollen is one of the alternatives. I use a Nature Sunshine formula called ThymJ, which is an immune system formula. I use a Nervine. I relax and heal the nervous system. I'll use either a Nature Sunshine formula called REX, or a company called Nusun uses a formula called STR, which I like because this is also, when I say autoimmune diseases, I'm talking about, you know, Bell's palsy. I'm also talking about Hashimoto's disease and the thyroid disorder. I found that all people with thyroid disorders are usually reversed, that this is what causes the glandular system to go out of balance, and you usually get heart palpitations with that. The STR formula has a little skull cap. I'm treating a disease of the nervous system, so I find you have to relax it. Also, there is another formula called Trigger Immune, which I use with cancer patients, and I don't usually use bee pollen when I'm working with a diabetic, so I use this Trigger Immune, which is a Nature Sunshine formula, as an alternative for that. I would also say there is one food change that I like to meet, and I'm not an herbalist that's against anything. In general, I believe in balance, but the one food that I usually ask you to give up, which I know I'll hear some groaning from the audience, is coffee. One cup of coffee lowers your electrical charge by 10 points. It doesn't matter whether it's decaf. It's coffee. The vibration of the alkaloids and the volatile oils in the coffee bean are very similar in vibration to the alkaloids and the volatile oils in crack cocaine and heroin. It is a drug. and it does lower your electrical charge 10 points. I have a whole way of measuring this in people, and really I don't, you know, I'm out of time and I don't want to go over here. It's the first time they've asked me to speak. I don't want to talk too long. Just in some references in Richard Gerber's book on vibrational medicine, you'll find a citation in there where they studied and found that almost all people with cancer had reverse polarity of the blood. In Gary Young's book on aromatherapy, there's a section in here where he explains that the normal electrical charge of the human body is 62 to 68 hertz at the cellular level. If you go below 42 hertz electrical charge, you have no defense for cancer. This is what I have found has been the piece of information that's missing in a lot of people's treatment. It's the reason why a lot of treatments don't work. If you don't bring the electrical charge and the immune system back up, the only thing that really defeats cancer in the long run is a strong and healthy immune system. Anyone that wants more information, any practitioner that wants to come and sit in with me, there is no charge for that. I teach this free. I'm here to give it away. I'm located in Escondido, California. A consultation with me is $50. Checkups are $10. I don't charge for cancer patients. Website is Keith
this
Smith.
It's all in the biographies.
And God bless you. I hope I brought you some information that will help you and will help heal the world.
The thing is you can't, this is so old. I don't think this guy is, this video is around, I mean, I found it, but it's very old. This is 10 years ago. So I don't think he's doing what he's saying that anymore. I'm answering text messages right now about, helping somebody heal. People send me things and want advice, and that's just what I do. But I also want to walk people through detoxing and overall feeling better like that. I mean, he did some amazing stuff. That's an amazing story. I thought that it needed to be shared with the world. And I feel like him, like this stuff has been hidden so far. And our conventional healthcare system is broken, and doctors are following like protocols and not using their brains and not looking at scientific journals and continuing to study and use their own brains. They're using like, oh, well, this pharmaceutical company said this, and this sent me this article, and not doing any further research when it comes to studies or books. They'll look at them as quacks. Like, a regular doctor will look at a naturopath sometimes or as a holistic health person as a quack. And it's sad. And it's really sad that this goes on. And I think that there needs to be change. And the change starts with you. You owning your health. You owning like what you put in and on your body. And you going, okay, I can do more to feel good in my body. And I can make it affordable. Ooh. My laptop's going to run out of battery. So this is going to be a short one, short and sweet to the point. Hope you liked it.